You're listening to the Armed American Radio Network, brought to you every week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. And now, your host, Mark Walters.
Good evening, and welcome to hour number two of Armed American Radio. We're going to start this one off right, fresh, and live. Welcome to the broadcast. To our newest listeners in Washington, welcome to the broadcast. Olympia, Washington, you are on the Armed American Radio Network on Megatalk KGTK 920 AM. Silverdale, Washington, Megatalk KITZ 1400 AM. You are on the Armed American Radio Network. Lansing, Michigan, new for us. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. We love it. Welcome to the program, everybody. Liberal, Kansas, Mountain Home, Arkansas. We're kicking. 7, 8, 9 states growing like a weed. We've got a lot to talk about. We've got an amazing second hour this evening. An amazing second hour. We have Michael Bain from Best Defense TV, Downrange TV, one of the best. I'm telling you, his voice is very reassuring to me. I absolutely and thoroughly enjoy talking with him, and he's going to co-host with me for an hour. Ms. Nikki Gosar will be with us. You'll remember Nikki Gosar. Nikki was in a Tennessee bar following the law when her husband was brutally murdered in front of her face and 50 other patrons. We're going to get an update in just a couple minutes from Nikki on how that case is proceeding. I didn't get an opportunity at the top of the first hour to read some emails, so I'd like to get to a couple of those real fast here, and then I'm going to get right in with our guest because we've got an awful lot to talk about with Mike. But I don't know if everybody out there saw this. Ken Burns. Everybody familiar with Ken Burns? You know, the Civil War and the Brooklyn Bridge and some of the documentaries, the PBS documentaries. I love him. The guy's done some amazing work until he comes in and starts wading into bonehead territory that we like to call that on Armed American Radio. The decision by Congress to allow visitors to carry guns into national parks is foolish, PBS documentary producer Burns told an audience at the National Press Club on Monday. In May, Congress handed gun control forces a major defeat, voting to allow visitors to carry loaded guns in national parks and wildlife refuges. Personally, I think that's foolish, Burns said. All species of all kinds are threatened by guns in the park, he added. So we got a bonehead comment there from Ken Burns. I think he should stick to making documentaries and get out of the politics. Do us all a favor, because I really don't want to stop watching his stuff. So, tease some phone numbers here. If you're interested in participating on this evening's broadcast and talking with Michael Bain or Nikki, please reach out to us from anywhere in the United States. Sean's waiting for your phone call, and he's good at it. He's very good at it. He is our producer down there at the network. The number to call in is 877-956-9566, 877-956-9566, and we have some open lines. As usual, and as always, I am your host, Mark Walters, the Ordinary Guy columnist with Concealed Carry Magazine. Check us out at usconcealedcarry.com. We've got a lot to get going on here, so let's bring everybody in here and get them on the phones. We've got Michael Bain on there, and we've also got Ms. Nikki Gosar. Michael, welcome, finally, to Armed American Radio.
Yes, Mark, at least tonight I'm not on my way to Chicago. I was supposed to be on my way to D.C., but luckily those plans changed as well, so, hey, it's great to finally make it.
It is absolutely wonderful to have you on, and I think I should tell the listeners across the country that, if I'm not mistaken, you were listening to a previous broadcast where I had mentioned that you were not going to be able to make it. You were actually hearing that before we came on live, were you not?
I was, and I was moderately puzzled. I thought maybe I didn't know where I was, which wouldn't be actually be the first time.
Well, Michael, stick with me for just a second. We've got Nikki Gosar on the line as well. Nikki, welcome back to Armed American Radio. It is always a pleasure to have you here and to give you a voice on this broadcast. How are you this evening?
Hey, I'm doing all right. Thanks so much for having me, Mark.
As usual, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. Nikki, tell us what's happening with your absolutely heartbreaking case. And I almost hate to have to do this, but I have to set this up because we've got new listeners across the United States who may not be familiar with your case. So I'll give a brief overview here and let everybody know that you and your husband had gotten out of corporate American rat race and started a karaoke business. You became plagued by a stalker. As a Tennessee concealed carry permit holder, you abided by the law. You left your gun in your car while you and your husband performed a karaoke gig somewhere in Tennessee. We'll leave that out. And your stalker showed up. You politely had the manager ask him to leave. He did not follow the law because he is a criminal, pulled a gun out of his coat, and murdered your husband in front of you and the 50 patrons in that bar before that man was attacked and held down by, I believe, two or three other people until the police were able to subdue him. And it's an absolutely horrifying, heartbreaking story. But that's what happened. Tell us where we are today. Nikki, can you bring us up to date?
Sure. It's actually a little frustrating for me, being a victim and survivor of something like this. The arraignment is this Wednesday, October the 7th, and he may, you know, the murderer may or may not show up in court. He may waive his right to appear like the coward that he is, but I'm going to be there with my friends, Ben's friends, and my family, and it's just a long process. You know, they're saying that it won't even go to trial until next year, which is puzzling for me because our Constitution, I thought, guaranteed us the right to a speedy trial.
Welcome to the legal system, Nikki. Yeah. Mike, comments speedy on that?
Speedy is one of those words that is left up to definition by the courts, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. And they're going to move at their own speed.
It's
unfortunate.
Glacial speed.
Well, yeah, I don't know if you should use glacial. The global warming crowd says that's pretty quick now, but it's not happening. Nikki, I want to point out that we've been following you here, and you've been on a number of times. I guess I should remind folks across the country that this happened back in April. This is how recent this was, in April of 2009, this year. And Tennessee's law was what at the time, Nikki?
At the time, Tennessee state law said that you could not carry a legal permitted firearm for your own self-defense in any establishment that serves alcohol.
And Mike, you'll love this because Nikki was instrumental in, I guess that law had been vetoed prior to that incident, Nikki, is that correct?
Oh, yeah.
And then you went into what, to the state Senate? You were asked to go into the state Senate, and you were recognized on the floor for what happened to you, and it was very instrumental in the override of that veto. That had to feel good.
Yeah, it really, it was a triumph out of something that's horrible, but at least I know now that I can carry in those establishments as long as you're not drinking alcohol. You cannot drink alcohol, and you absolutely must be permitted to carry that firearm. So you've had to have had proper training. But just knowing that I can carry, my friends can carry, other good law-abiding citizens can now protect themselves, it makes me feel like my husband Ben did not die in vain. You know, it makes me feel like something positive has come out of something so horrible.
Mike,
can help people.
Mike, how many of these instances do we have to see across the country before people wake up?
You know, I think, Mark, far too many of them. And, Nikki, I want to say I simply can't imagine the amount of courage it would take to stand up after the loss of a loved one. And no matter how important the cause, just the amount of courage to step out into the public and say the things that needed to be said. But in my own way of thinking, we see this over and over and over again. You know, certainly we've seen it in virtually every state of the union. When we create gun-free zones, then what that means to the criminal is open grounds. I am safe. I can kill at will because my victims aren't armed. And for the life of me, I can't understand why that is such a hard concept for so many people to grasp.
Well, it happens. We read about this every day. This garbage appears in papers across the country. And it's happened to someone somewhere today in the United States of America again. And we're going to read about it in a paper somewhere in the United States tomorrow again. We're going to, you know, maybe we'll see it on the news. I don't know. That's up for debate. But it happens all too frequently in this country. And, you know, I look at the gun grabbers' arguments, Mike, and I think, at what point in time do they become discredited?
You know, and I wonder that myself, because I don't understand why they're not already discredited. Because when you see a brave woman like Nikki standing up, so many other people who have stood up in the past and said, we don't understand why criminals, who by definition, a criminal is someone who does not obey the law. And the idea that we will pass another law which will make that criminal, and suddenly say, you know, I don't mind murdering people. I don't mind killing innocent people, but darn, I'm certainly not going to carry a gun in any place that serves liquor. it's just ludicrous in the extreme.
It's absurd.
It's silly. I mean, it's, you know, the baseline of what is the definition of a criminal? A person who does not obey laws. So you're welcome to pass as many laws as you want. The criminal doesn't obey them. But people like Nikki are the people who do obey the law. If the law said, I need to leave my gun in my car, I can't carry the law, I can't carry the gun into this establishment because they serve liquor, well, these are the consequences.
It is the consequences. Nikki, thanks for being back on Armed American Radio with us. We're going to have you back on in the near future as well, too. Stick around, everybody. Michael Bain, and we've got a call coming in from Lake Worth, Florida. We'll be right back.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget crossbreedholsters.com.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Hi, my name is Shirley Van Heest. I'm from Michigan, and I've been using Andy Willoughby's three-step plan for about 9 months. When I was introduced to the three-step plan, I saw the value of it, and I saw the potential in it. It offers an opportunity to provide some security that you can be in charge of. So many things are out of our control in today's economy, and if we can set ourselves up in business and we can secure our own future, then I guess we don't have to worry too much. We will get through whatever difficulties may lie ahead. I have never seen anything that has worked so wonderfully. I have seen the potential in it, and now it's becoming realization. And I have really seen great results. I'm feeling very positive about the future and very positive about the growth of my own particular business.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. For more information, go to 3stepplan.com or call 888-366-5258. 888-366-5258.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Armed American Radio. I am your host, Mark Walters. Thank you for joining the broadcast. You can email me on the air if you have a question for any of our guests or myself, mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org, or you can feel free to join the broadcast by calling us. We do have blinking lines, and that's great to see as we expand across the country, 877-956-9566, 877-956-9566. Feel free to jump in the broadcast. We are joined right now with Michael Bain of Downrange TV. Too much to talk about. Michael, I am so thrilled to have you on this program. I've been a fan of yours for so long. I feel like a kid in a candy store. I don't know where to start with you and about what to talk about. So I'm just going to start with, let's talk about Best Defense TV then. And we've had the conversations with your co-host Rob and Mike before. But let's start with you. Tell us about this unbelievable program that is just so fun to watch.
Well, I had originally started out working when I was working with Shooting Gallery, my flagship show, and I was trying to put together what a self-defense show should be. And there were several other shows that were similar, but my problem that I always had is it seemed to me that whenever I saw a quote-unquote self-defense type show, a personal defense type show, all of a sudden it was like a guy is knocking at your door. What specific caliber should you shoot him with? And I thought, there must be a few steps between he's knocking at your door and how should you shoot him. And part of it came from my girlfriend, the woman I live with, who's an attorney, and she would every so often watch Shooting Gallery and say, you know, I understood about three-fourths of the words you said. And she goes, the problem is that you're at a certain level, and so many people who watch your show or so many people who are listening right now to Armed American Radio, they're at a certain level, but then there's this huge other body of people who are you might think are at zero or one, and we need to bring them up to 10. And so I started crafting a show, The Best Defense, and working with the executives at Outdoor Channel. And from the very beginning, I wanted the show to say, you know, this is not just another shooting show, but we're going to bring you up to speed on the entire concept of self-defense, how we got to where we got to. And I was lucky enough to, I've worked extensively in the past with Rob Pincus, worked extensively with Michael Janich. They're both very good friends of mine. And I knew their own philosophies, and I knew that those philosophies were consistent with what I wanted to show, such as avoidance, awareness, avoidance. You know, we always used to, I spent 10 years in a dojo. Of course, both Rob and Mike Janich is, of course, one of the great American masters of the blade. And we've all spent this time in the dojo, and there's this classic line that you always hear in dojos, which is, let's say you're in a bar, and a guy comes in, and he hates your shirt, and he doesn't like your shoes, and he doesn't like your mother. How are you going to hit him? And my response was always, I'm going to get up and leave.
Right. Get out of Dodge. Leave.
It's not, you know, I have no benefit. There's no benefit to me to having a fight in a bar. And they would say, yes, but what if he, you know, laughed at you? What if he, you know, said awful things to you? And said, well, you know, you don't understand, guys. In my own philosophy, my personal philosophy of self-defense, you always have to say that any situation can quickly become a life and death threat. And you know, anytime you say, "Well, I'm getting into a fight," or "I'm getting into an altercation," or "I'm getting into something," you always have to accept that can quickly become a life and death threat. And so then you have to step back and ask yourself: if I'm in a bar and a guy doesn't like my Hawaiian shirt, is it worth dying over? And it sort of changes your view. And I know that Mike and Rob had very similar views on the idea of awareness, avoidance, not being in a situation is always your best response to that situation.
De-escalation. They've talked about it a million times on your program. And I've gotten questions from a lot of new gun owners, especially over the past couple years and in some of my columns that I've written. You know, when you're carrying a gun, folks, and you're new to concealed carry, as so many thousands, millions of Americans are today, since October of last year, that your guns have been flying off the shelves, permits, the classes are jam-packed full, chock full. The first thing you need to think is to get out of a situation. Mike, I've mentioned before on the broadcast, I've been in situations carrying where I've seen a domestic argument break out when I was pumping gas two lanes over. I'm out of there.
And you have to be. An interesting situation. I used to live in Tampa, Florida, and I lived in what you might call a classic bad neighborhood. I'm one of those guys that moved in, rehabbed a house, and sold it. And one day I was sitting on my porch, and the neighborhood warlord, basically a Crips warlord, walked past, and you know,
you must have been in Town and Country.
Oh, it was a lovely place. I can assure you.
I'm from Tampa, so yeah. I know the area. Go ahead.
So you know, so and a fight breaks out down the street, and it's a man and a woman, and they're fighting, and they're standing in the middle of the street, blocking the intersection, and they're screaming and they're punching each other, and the Crips warlord looks at me and he goes, "You could stop that, couldn't you?" I said, "Yep, you betcha." And he goes, "Why aren't you?" I said, "Who's the good guy and who's the bad guy?" And he sat down on the porch next to me and he goes, "I never thought about that, but you're right." He said, "I would normally think the guy's the bad guy." He goes, "But I know a bunch of real bad women." I said, "Well, I bet you do." And he goes, "So what did you do?" I said, "I called the police 10 minutes ago. I thought I'd sit out here until they showed up."
Uh-huh.
And I think that you know, that's kind of a facetious, kind of light situation, but it says an important thing, which is that when we see something happen, an altercation, we also bring our own preconceptions to that altercation. We see a woman hit a man, and we go, the stronger man is aggressing against the woman. Is that true? I don't know. You don't
what
know
an amazing point. That's an amazing point, and that needs to be stressed. You do. Wow, I've never heard it quite put that way, but let's discuss that for a second. You've got the bigger guy, the smaller woman. You see something, your mind automatically assumes, based on your own life experiences, what's happening here, and it could be completely opposite from what you think it is. You have no business getting involved in that altercation whatsoever. None, unless they're approaching you or your family. Stop me if I'm wrong.
Absolutely correct. Another situation, I was in New York City, walking down the stairs into a subway. Somebody comes running past me. A woman goes running past me. A guy up at the top of the stairs says, "Stop her, stop her, stop her." And he went past me, and he goes, "Why didn't you stop her?" I'm like, I'm a non-combatant here. Is she a wife running away from an abusive husband, or is she a shoplifter running away from an undercover cop? I don't know. And furthermore, there's no way I can know in that situation. So from my standpoint, and a lot of times, you know, I've had people say to me, well, that's a really harsh way of looking at the world. And I say, you know, at the point that you say, I'm going to carry a gun, at the point that you say, when I walk out my door, I'm carrying a gun, I am carrying an instrument of lethal force, then I'm obligated to look at the world that way. I'm not a vigilante. I'm not there to solve the problems of the world. My goal is to keep me and mine safe, to get them out of any situation that we might have walked into. Ideally, I don't want to walk into that situation. But I truly believe that you have to change your viewpoint to look at that. Now, that's not saying, I mean, if you're in a situation where, and this is something that's been batted around firearm circles a lot, but when you're in an active shooter situation, a public situation, active shooter, do you respond? And one of the best known trainers in the United States said the answer to that question is no. Unless me or mine is threatened, I don't respond.
That's amazing. Another amazing point, because we see this, hear this. You know, you can go to any forum out there on the internet and get whatever answer you want to that question. So we'll talk a little bit about that when we come back from the break. And we also have Misty in Phoenix holding for us. Don't touch the dial, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back with Michael Bain right after these messages.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
The credit card companies have received government bailouts, and you're still struggling to make ends meet. If you are behind on your credit card payments, call for powerful, free information and consultation from Financial Freedom of America. The facts are, Financial Freedom of America can show you how to cut your credit card debt in half, and the credit card companies are willing to negotiate for less than what you owe. So now is the time to act. If you need a partner to work on your behalf, call now to get maximum savings off your debts. Financial Freedom of America settled over $27 million in credit card debt last year alone. They can do the same for you. It all starts with a free 10-minute personal and confidential consultation. There is no cost or obligation to find out about this life-changing program. Individual results may vary, not available in all states. So call 800-804-0191. 800-804-0191. If you need a personal bailout, call 800-804-0191. 800-804-0191.
Hi, my name is Shirley Ben Heast. I'm from Michigan, and I've been using Andy Willoughby's three-step plan for about 9 months. When I was introduced to the three-step plan, I saw the value of it, and I saw the potential in it. It offers an opportunity to provide some security that you can be in charge of. So many things are out of our control in today's economy, and if we can set ourselves up in business, and we can secure our own future, then I guess we don't have to worry too much. We will get through whatever difficulties may lie ahead. I have never seen anything that has worked so wonderfully. I have seen the potential in it, and now it's becoming realization. And I have really seen great results. I'm feeling very positive about the future and very positive about the growth of my own particular business.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. For more information, go to 3stepplan.com or call 888-366-5258. 888-366-5258.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Mr. Bain, we are in your state, your home state of Grand Junction, Colorado, out in Grand Junction, Colorado tonight. We've got a couple more cities in Colorado coming. We'll make that announcement. And we've also got a call here. They're lining up, and this is great to see as we continue our march across the United States. See that? That always comes back on the pause of that music. I love that. It throws me off every time. I'm going to take Misty in Phoenix, Arizona. Misty, you are on Armed American Radio. You have a question or comment? Welcome to the broadcast. Thanks for listening
Hi.
To us out there.
Thank you for having me.
Sure.
I just wanted to let you know that I just recently met Nikki through her tragic story. And my ex-husband hunted with Hank and in Wyoming 10 years ago. And I think that to bring awareness to the community and to the public on concealed weapon permits is such a great thing because... You know, I grew up hunting. We had, like, the hunter safety courses and the Brady Law and all of those things, but it wasn't until I actually heard of the story that I really actually became more aware of what you need to do for concealed weapons. So I just want to say thank you for this wonderful program and how you're trying to reach the public to let them know about it.
Well, we appreciate that comment very much, Misty, and I want to let the listeners across the country know what we're talking about here. Hank was the, and I hate to do this, but I have to, the alleged shooter. And you're telling me that your ex-husband knew the alleged shooter?
Yes.
Okay, that's almost mind-boggling. That's
yes,
wow.
I was actually given a phone call from our neighbor who let me know, because Hank actually stalked me kind of a lot like Nikki, and that's how I heard of her story. It ended up that my neighbor said, do you know this story? And I said, no. And then I ended up getting a hold of Nikki through MySpace, and it just kind of blew my mind that, you know, here my ex-husband is hunting with him. We did things with him, and it actually could have been, you know, my husband at the time. So,
man, oh, man, isn't that something else in the way things come together? Mike, can you believe that?
No, that would scare me.
Yeah, it is very scary. And so my heart just goes out to Nikki, and I'm hoping that you can accomplish everything that you set out to do with this story.
Well, we are. We're doing the best we can, and it's going to take a while because, as she mentioned, the wheels of justice move slowly. As Mike said, it's, you know, we're moving at glacial pace here, but we will give her a voice anytime she wants to come on this broadcast and give us an update. Misty, thank you so much for the call from Phoenix, Arizona. We appreciate it very much. One of my favorite cities in the nation. I understand from my producer during the break that we had another call from Phoenix come in asking when we were going to be in Arizona. That's coming soon, and we are working on Phoenix right now. We are also hoping to make an announcement in another beautiful city in Arizona in the very near future. The growth rate of this program is unprecedented, folks. Bear with us. We will get to your city. Pick the phone up, call the program managers at your local news talk stations, and ask for Armed American Radio. Mike, we have another call coming in from your state of Colorado, Dave in Grand Junction. Dave, welcome to Armed American Radio on our inaugural broadcast, hour number two in the beautiful state of Colorado.
Hey, I'm glad I got in on the first one.
You did. You got in here. You beat everybody. How can we help you tonight?
Well, I just want to pass along. I totally agree with the philosophy that you're saying. I've got about 28 years teaching martial arts. The last stint was teaching children. First rule they have to learn is you only use the art to protect yourself or someone else who's unable to. And the second rule is you only use the amount of force necessary in the confrontation. In other words, if you can run away, you run. If you can walk away, you walk. You don't have to fight.
Mike, isn't that what we refer to as shooting to stop the threat?
Absolutely true.
Rather than shooting to kill, isn't that the objective here?
You are never shooting to kill. You are always only shooting to make the threat stop. And when the threat stops, you stop with it. I think that shooting, of course, is as much as anything an American martial art. Maybe it is. If I think it would probably be fair to say that the art of the handgun is America's contribution to the martial arts. And I think we bring a lot of the martial arts background to it. But more than anything else, you know, when you're out there on the street and you know you're going to be armed, you have to have a really high level of awareness, which is something that the martial arts teaches, is that, hey, you know, if you can, again, not be there, and I can't emphasize that enough, the very best situation in a violent situation is for you to be somewhere else and let somebody else deal with it.
Well, Dave, I am assuming that you are taught that in your classes?
Yes, entirely. You know, and like I said, I've taught police officers and military personnel. What I taught my girlfriend in handling weapons is virtually the same thing, is that if she has to shoot somebody, she's shooting to stop them. She's not shooting to kill them as such.
Well, that is what we teach. That is what every quality training class teaches, Mike. Shoot to stop the threat and the threat against you so that you can get out safely. And the Best Defense TV did that exceptionally well. Dave, thank you so much for calling from Grand Junction,
right,
Colorado, my man. It's great to get a call from our inaugural broadcast out there. You're in a beautiful place. Appreciate it very much.
Already winter in Colorado. I'd like to point that out. I believe you're in Atlanta. You got a couple of months to go. We got snow.
I don't know. We had some floods out here last week or a couple weeks back. I've never seen it rain like that in my life, and I come from Tampa, Florida, where you were referring to.
And it rained a lot.
It rained a lot. I've never seen anything like what happened here. I've got a little babbling brook in my backyard that was 3 feet wide, and I watched it turn into literally a 40-foot-wide raging stream. It was unbelievable. Thank God it only came about 3 feet from the house and nothing closer, but, man, it was something else. Michael,
I think all you can do is call Al Gore on that, and he'll do
it. I'm not even going to touch that one with a 10-foot pole, my friend. let's talk some more about Best Defense, because the scenarios that you guys set. Well, you know what? Let's talk about Best Defense Survival, because you moved into that. Now you're going back into another facet of it, and I want to hear everything about it.
Well, that was an interesting idea,
And it came from the president of the company, from Roger Werner, who's the CEO of the Outdoor Channel. We had a meeting and we were talking, and he goes, I've never really seen anything that touched on some of those preparedness issues, and they overlap a lot with what you're doing. And I said, well, let's do that. You know, let's break the show in half, essentially, and have Best Defense and Best Defense Survival. And in the first season of Best Defense Survival, one of the things that was absolutely fascinating to me is we got to spend time at a place called Disaster City in Texas. And it is a part of the Texas A&M University Extension, Engineering Extension Service. It's hundreds of acres of every disaster you can think of: earthquakes, nuclear waste, flooding, storms, hurricanes, tornadoes. And it's where first responders come to train. And so we were able to spend time with a lot of guys and women who were literally, they're the people who are doing the strategizing for how to deal with basically area-wide disasters. And after a couple of weeks at Disaster City, when I came home, my girlfriend pointed out that I was no longer fun at parties. And she goes, no one wants to know the blast radius of the nuclear blast in Denver. I'm like, I'm sorry. It's just I've been sunk in this for like a month, and 2 weeks of talking to the after spending time with the chief epidemiologist for the southern part of the United States and an expert on influenza epidemics, I decided I would never shake hands with anyone again.
You know, that's interesting, because I've watched every one of the episodes, and I'm seeing some of them twice now, and your demeanor and you're so calm when you talk about some of the things that you talk about. First off, I had no idea that place existed until I saw your program, and it was truly amazing to me. I've got questions about that, but I'll send them to you by email. You know, most people don't realize when they see these things and they watch the broadcast coming down from Florida, you're in hurricane country. I have personally seen store shelves empty in 2 hours and be empty for 4 days. If you're not prepared, you got a problem. Now, we're getting ready to go to a break. Our phone lines are lighting up, and when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about what you're filming now, or have you already completed it? Okay, so we can go from the first season to the second, out of the third.
Excellent.
And
we'll fill you in.
Okay, that's great. But folks, pick this stuff up. Check out Best Defense. You can go down to downrange.tv and see Michael's work. It's really good stuff, and with Rob and Mike. Michael, the next one is called what?
Best Defense.
Best Defense, is it Survival, or is it
next one is Best Defense second season.
Stick around, everybody. We'll be right back and talk about that right after these messages.
Going into battle, you would want all the ammunition for your gun you could get. But presently, ammunition and reloading supplies are in shortage. Now think about this. If you have no food, all the guns and ammunition will be useless against the population-controlled breadlines. In the present battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your most important and only true ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it, now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Will you buy it without proper identification? Will it make your children sick? Quarantine? Will you feed yourself or go to the gathering center for immunization? All of these problems disappear if you have a good supply of storable food. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. Storable food puts you in control. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Hi, my name is Shirley Van Heest. I'm from Michigan, and I've been using Andy Willoughby's three-step plan for about 9 months. When I was introduced to the three-step plan, I saw the value of it, and I saw the potential in it. It offers an opportunity to provide some security that you can be in charge of. So many things are out of our control in today's economy, and if we can set ourselves up in business and we can secure our own future, then I guess we don't have to worry too much. We will get through whatever difficulties may lie ahead. I have never seen anything that has worked so wonderfully. I have seen the potential in it, and now it's becoming realization. And I have really seen great results. I'm feeling very positive about the future and very positive about the growth of my own particular business.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. For more information, go to 3stepplan.com or call 888-366-5258. 888-366-5258.
Sounds like Ben-Hur music for crying out loud. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Armed American Radio. I want to give an address out here. We have adopted Lance Corporal Rouse, Samuel E. Rouse. We've adopted him here in the 11th Marine Expeditionary Unit, Charlie Company, C Company, and we have an address from his father to send some care packages to this American hero and help him out. He has assured us that everything that goes to his attention will be distributed amongst his platoon, and we want to get this information out now. We're just in the process of it. You can visit armedamericanradio.org, www.armedamericanradio.org, and click on the America's Heroes tab at the top and see an amazing picture of our Lieutenant Corporal Samuel Rouse there. And below that photograph, you'll see where to send him, his FPO address, to get some packages from home to these heroes that are keeping all of us safe. You, me, mine, and yours. And it's something that we all have to do. There's also a couple more links on there. That page will be building as we move through the next week or two. Michael, we're back. Best defense, survival. Now it's over. Where are we going now? I kind of asked you a stupid question. What's the name of the best defense before the break?
We're moving forward into the second season of the main show. And what we want to do is take what we had from season one and build on it. For example, one of the things I heard, literally hundreds of emails of after we talked about single hand skills, improvised weapon skills, and how they blend in to armed weapons skills, people came back and said, well, would you talk a little about knives, and would you talk a little about canes? And, of course, Michael Janich is the foremost person in the country on both knives and canes.
He's the best.
That, absolutely. We'll talk more about knives. And more than that, we're going to bring in tasers. That's something that I didn't actually want to bring them into the show until I felt comfortable with the legal position that a non-lethal or a less than lethal weapon like a taser was in. And so I sat down with one of the vice presidents of the company and went through court cases with him. And afterwards, I said, okay, let's bring this into the show. Then you've assured me of where this situation, or where a taser is in the overall continuum of force, which is basically on the same level of OC, of capsicum spray. So I said, okay, let's bring those in and at the same time show how you're able to work from non-lethal to lethal if threat calls for it. Because a lot of times, you know, there's that great old line, Mark, about when you have a hammer, everything looks like a gun. And I think Masada Oob actually picked up one of my lines years ago, and Mas said, when you have a PR-24 baton, everything looks like a kneecap.
Yeah,
but,
right.
That's actually a mindset that says, you know, if I'm carrying a gun, then I see all the problems in front of me as problems with a gun solution. And that's just not realistic.
That is something that I have mentioned on this program before, that, you know, I will wake up in the middle of the night. I'm a night owl. It's just the way I am. I can work off 4 or 5 hours of sleep. And I had the TV blaring one night, and I heard the words personal defense come up on a commercial. And it that's just not something you hear
no.
coming up on a commercial late at night on television. And it was a C2 taser commercial, as I've said before, as a, you know, primary weapon. Sheriff Joe Arpaio, who unfortunately turned down an interview with us on this program tonight, actually, but we will have him back on, was out there with the C2 taser group. We talked about that C2 taser as a primary versus secondary weapon with Mossad on this program, and you get a lot of opinions on it, good opinions, and, you know, you go to the internet, forget the internet stuff. When you talk to somebody like you, you're actually bringing this in now to the program.
And but still, frankly, I see it as more of a secondary weapon, because in the end, the problem with non-lethal or the less than lethal or any kind of incapacitating tool is that it is not going to work 100% of the time. And that, I mean, again, that's just a reality. I mean, you know, we've certainly seen, you know, I've seen autopsy results of people who took a staggering amount of abuse. You would say no one could live through that and continue to fight, and yet they did. So anytime with say, whether it's a pepper spray or whether it is a taser or one of the various stun guns, while they're excellent tools, they're not 100% tools. And if that's your one act, if that's the one tool that you have to deploy, and you find that you are in the 1 in 10,000 situation where that tool didn't work, you're in a world of hurt, and because you've essentially gone to your single use tool, and now you're standing there going, oops, this is bad.
And you know, Michael Janich will tell you that a set of keys,
right,
a pen.
Anything
that you can get your hands on at that given time to defend your life will work. Mike, we've got a couple folks on the lines again I have to get to before we run out of time. 2 hours isn't enough. But one of them is Miss Kathy Jackson. Kathy Jackson is my co-author of our just-released book, Lessons from Armed America, which went nationwide October 1st.
Absolutely excellent.
Yeah, and we're going to bring Kathy in here real quick. And after we bring Kathy, well, Kathy, you are in here. Welcome back to Armed American Radio. How the heck are you? You're on with me and Michael Bain.
Well, thank you so much. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. And I don't know if you've ever had the opportunity to talk to Mike Bain, but what a wealth of information. I can't wait to keep him on for 2 hours.
Oh, man. Yeah, you know, it's been great just listening to what he has to say there. That's you know, been following his work for a lot of years, and
I believe I'm the only person who started out as a rock critic for Rolling Stone who ended up here, but that's a whole other story.
Well, we're glad you did, and believe me, that's a story we would love to hear on the program coming up. So when you're not flying all over the place or stuck in Chicago, we want to hear that. Kathy, talk about our book. We run out of time. 2 hours isn't enough anymore. And I actually have a caller on here, and I know why he's calling, and I want you to hear this. We actually asked Scott down in Lake Worth, Florida, to call back. And, Scott, you are on Armed American Radio.
Hi,
welcome
Mark.
Welcome to the broadcast.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. What's happening out there in Lake Worth, Florida today?
Not much. Beautiful weather. No rain, no hurricanes, thank goodness.
Scott, did we drop you there?
Maybe there was a hurricane.
Yeah, maybe there was a hurricane. I think Scott got dropped off the call, Commander, there. In fact, I saw Kathy and Scott both got dropped, Michael, and sometimes that happens on live radio. So when we get Kathy back on or Scott back on, we'll bring them back on the air.
I came back.
You did come back. Good for you. Welcome back to the broadcast. Sorry about that. Hopefully Scott will call back in soon. I'll let everybody know that I knew why Scott was calling Kathy, and that's because he actually received our first book signed by me that went out. He actually got the first order received in the first book. And I see that Scott's back on here. Scott, are you on with us again now? We haven't lost you, have we?
Here.
Okay, fantastic. I was giving away the reason for your call because we were going to run out of time. But you got lessons from Armed America, didn't you?
Yes.
And you had a really nice little piece of paper in there, didn't you?
yeah, I did. Thanks for the letter. I appreciate it. I'm going to have to hook up with Kathy so she can sign the back of the book as you did.
She's on the phone with us now, Kathy.
Yeah, absolutely. That needs to be done, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
We thought about sending that thing out to you, Scott, to you know, but we didn't want it to go all the way out to Washington and come back. We wanted you to get the copy, so you have to settle for my signature on it for now. But we appreciate it very much. And, Kathy, tell everybody where they can pick the thing up. It's a heck of a read, and it's getting some great reviews already. Of course, the foreword was written by Masoud Ayoub, and that means the world to us.
Absolutely. The book is Lessons from Armed America. It's from White Feather Press, which you can get whitefeatherpress.com. You can also pick it up on any of the standard outlets online, you know, Amazon.com or any of those guys. It is a wonderful book because Mark did a fabulous job writing up various scenarios, circumstances where real life stories of people who actually needed to defend themselves, who prevailed, who came through their fights. He tells the story of exactly how it happened, you know, what happened leading up to the event, how the event went down, and then I take over and I use those stories as a springboard to talk about some of the things that somebody who's interested in concealed carry, interested in self-defense, might need to know. And so the book's Lessons from Armored America, and we just had a ball writing it, and I think we've managed to create something that should be very useful for people.
Yeah, I knew. I agree, and I knew, and not just because we wrote it, but it's got a lot of good information in there. I knew when Masoud slapped his forehead and said, "Man, why didn't I think of that?" You know, Michael, he said, "Why didn't I think about combining the two?"
I was just thinking the same thing. So.
You know, he took, you know, you take the tactical, you put the tactical response on there. Scott, I'm sorry we lost you on the call there. Kathy, thanks for being on Armed American Radio. I apologize for running out of time every single night. You know, I was teasing the other night, you know, could we be going to 3 hours? Could we be going to 3 hours? You'll have to stick around and keep listening to find out the answer to that question. Michael, you are welcome on this broadcast at any time. There's, God, just so much that I would love to cover with you, and we don't have the time. Now, that music there means we have a minute and 20 seconds, so... to close things up.
I want to thank you for having me, and I would love to be back because there's nothing more fun than talking about guns, talking about self-defense, and helping other people learn.
And letting other people hear what we have to say, and it's important. This program is important in this day and age, and our friend Tom Gresham out there doing a great job. I saw one of his reruns of Personal Defense TV just last night. It's dynamite stuff. Michael, you are welcome on. Is there anything you want to tell anybody or where to direct them? We've got about 30 quick seconds.
Definitely visit Downrange Television, www.downrange.tv, because that's our main site, and it's one of the largest firearm sites on the Internet. And lots of cool stuff on there, and I try to check in hourly.
I'm telling you, it is great stuff. Join us next week on Armed American Radio when we're going back to the Old West. Terry Ike Clanton, whose cousin was killed at the OK Corral, will be joining us. See you next week, everybody.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby.